Now, say my name.
It's Matt Cool!
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our great friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. It is me, Matt Coon, a fan just like you. Yesterday was a busy day, but still had time to record a great episode on how the WWE could bounce back from their worst week ever. Had a great time yesterday over there at Revolution Wrestling Authority, calling the action along with Johnny Fairplay. Got to see great matches with Damian Wayne and Tommy Dreamer, John Skyler, The Revolt, all kinds of great wrestling going on there. And then came home and recorded that episode. Huge downloads. Also huge downloads for our Paul Orndorff, Hulk Hogan angle. Tons going on here at Total Engagement. Of course, we're here for you every single day with your daily dose of wrestling. And today, we're going to have a good old-fashioned roster assessment. Today on Total Engagement. So now that the draft is over, and I know there's going to be a blockbuster trade, rumors are, since they did pretty much a press release on it, we're going to talk about what I think the trade will be, how I think it won't have any effect on this roster assessment, really. But before we get to the roster assessment, let's go over the rules. It's very scientific. It's very unbiased. It's very objective. It is none of those things. It's fucking wrestling. The only thing you have to go by is I've been watching wrestling a long time. I'm an old guy who kind of gets it when it comes to the newer stuff. So this is just me looking at these rosters and just me saying who I think are the best based on the qualifications I have, which is for me, entertainment, ability to make money, and future drawing power. And then, of course, who I think is cool. So that's pretty much it. So let's go through these rosters because this will be, you know, kind of a thorough look at the rosters of Raw, SmackDown, All Elite Wrestling, and NXT. Before we get to the breakdown, though, let's talk about the trade that they're going to say is going to happen. They say a big blockbuster trade is in the offing. And I think if I'm just going to throw some out there, I think they're trying to make news. I also think they want Seth Rollins and The Fiend to still feud, obviously, since they're wrestling a Falls Count Anywhere match in Saudi Arabia. Hopefully it doesn't end in a countout. And also, I think they want Becky Lynch over there on SmackDown as well. So that being said, I think they're going to trade Brock Lesnar and the new heel Bayley, the two champs, over to Raw for Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch, because you know we're not going to separate a real-life couple. Straight up, two champs for two champs. What a blockbuster trade. That's my prediction. But let's pretend like that's not going to happen because I don't think it has any bearing on what we're talking about today. So we're going to go through these four rosters, Raw, SmackDown, All Elite Wrestling, and NXT, and tell you who I think is the best and also who I think will be the best a year from now. Let's start with tag teams. Raw has the Viking Raiders, which are now the champions, the OC, and the Street Profits. That's who they have. The Viking Raiders, the OC, and the Street Profits. That's it. All three are good tag teams, so there's quality there. SmackDown has the Revival, New Day, and we're counting that as Big E and Xavier Woods, Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode, the Lucha House Party, Heavy Machinery, and B-Team. Looking over at NXT, you've got another thin tag team ranks, and that's going to be O'Reilly and Fish, part of Undisputed Era, the Forgotten Sons, and Breezango. Those are pretty much your tag teams. It is definitely a fact that Vince McMahon doesn't get tag team wrestling. He doesn't like tag team wrestling. He doesn't necessarily like having to pay two guys instead of one. It is a necessary evil, I believe he calls it. And that's definitely reflected in what we see right now, with not a lot of emphasis on the tag teams. All Elite Wrestling has the Young Bucks, has Private Party, has the Lucha Bros, which of course is Phoenix and Pentagon. You have Jurassic Express, which is Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. You have the Best Friends, and people haven't seen those guys a lot yet. They're really good, which is Trent and Chucky T. And then you have SCU, which is Kazarian and Daniels. and the Dark Order, who suck. So if I'm going to pick one tag team division that I think is the best now, believe it or not, I'm going with All Elite Wrestling. They have guys at the top like the Young Bucks, the Lucha Brothers, and SCU. And it's an actual division. It's an actual tag team division. I don't think there's any question there. I don't think anybody can really dispute that out of the four organizations right now and also a year from now, the focus of tag team wrestling pretty much makes All Elite Wrestling a runaway in this category. So now the tag teams are out of the way, and I think we can all agree on that one. I think we're all going to agree on who has the best women's roster too. In AEW, you've got the champion Riho, you've got Britt Baker, you've got Bea Priestley, you've got Brandi Rhodes, you've got Leva Bates, you've got Nyla Rose, Penelope Ford. If there's one miss for All Elite Wrestling, for me as a fan, it's been the women's division. I have yet to be really super impressed by this division. Again, subjective, but that's just my opinion. Going over to the WWE, Raw has Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, Natalya, Charlotte, Nikki Cross, Zelina Vega, and the Kabuki Warriors, Liv Morgan. While SmackDown has Bayley, Sasha, Lacey Evans, Tamina, and Carmella. Raw has Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, Natalya, Nikki Cross, Charlotte Flair, Zelina Vega, Kabuki Warriors, and Liv Morgan. That seems kind of deep if you're thinking Becky and Charlotte at the top, and then Alexa and Natalya and Nikki kind of down near the middle. And I think that's a pretty good roster. When you do these brand extensions, you're always going to have one division that's really thinned out. Like we saw, we have a tag division on Raw that has three tag teams, and SmackDown has five women. Now, I'm not so sure they're not going to even that all out, but that seems frighteningly thin. I'm not sure where the feuds are. I'm not sure what the plan is there. Maybe they just don't want women's wrestling to be front and center on SmackDown, but somehow I doubt it. I wouldn't be surprised if a star or two made their way over to SmackDown. For NXT, you have a really interesting roster. You've got Bianca Belair, who I think is a huge future star. Candice LeRae is someone who's really kind of breaking the mold. Matter of fact, we heard from Rich Fan about someone wrote a PhD dissertation on her abilities to break gender stereotypes in wrestling. You have Shirai, who's fantastic. Deonna Purrazzo, Chelsea Green, you have Mia Yim, and of course the champion Shayna Baszler. I think it's a great roster. I'm so much more impressed by the women's roster in NXT than I am AEW. If I'm going to grade these, and maybe in this one, since it's not such a runaway, I'll probably grade them 1 to 4, right? I think if it stands right now where you have Becky and Charlotte on the same roster for Raw, I don't think there's any doubt about it. That is the number one. Coming up not too far behind them, though, is that NXT roster. And a year from now, I think that could be the best roster if they keep them there. Of course, that's a pure hypothetical. I think the third best roster would be the SmackDown roster. And coming in last is AEW. We're going to spend a little bit more time on the men's singles, not because it's the most important, but it's really because they have the most wrestlers. We're going to look at an upper tier and then a mid-card tier for each of the brands. So for Raw, at the very top, you have Seth, AJ, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens. I think if you look at that top five, it's a strong top five, but nowhere near as strong as a SmackDown top five, which has Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, and The Fiend Bray Wyatt, along with, I don't know, take your pick, Daniel Bryan, Kofi, Shinsuke Nakamura. One of those three has to round out that top five. Let's just say for now it's Kofi because he's the former champion. That to me is a very strong top five if it stays as it is. Of course, they think a lot of Braun, they think a lot of Bray, and of course Roman's their guy and Brock is the biggest star they have. All Elite Wrestling, though, has a couple interesting question marks. Jericho, Chris Jericho, is probably, to me, the biggest star of anybody not named Brock Lesnar in wrestling right now. Cody Rhodes is the most over babyface in wrestling today. Now, when I say most over babyface, of course he's not the babyface in the biggest company, but he has unanimous positive reactions from the fans every time he comes out in front of thousands of people, and it's growing. It's getting bigger, and the fans are really endeared to Cody Rhodes. To be honest, I didn't see that happening. I always saw him as a heel. Jon Moxley, of course, could probably place in the top five of Raw or SmackDown if he was on either one of those rosters. And Kenny Omega is a guy who sold out the Tokyo Dome. I definitely don't think they've maximized what they can do with Kenny Omega. He's someone who I think they're doing a slow burn with to bring him along and expose him to the American audience. Rounding out the top five, you have to say Pac, the former Neville with Raw and SmackDown. And here's where we get kind of the disagreements going, where you can say, well, Pac wasn't even a top 10 guy in SmackDown or Raw or the WWE. He was the Cruiserweight Championship. And others might say, well, hey, he was a guy who wasn't utilized. But it is what it is. He's a very talented wrestler. He's very entertaining in the ring. But as far as star power, he might be missing what the other top four have. In NXT, and this is just my opinion, I just rated them myself, you have Adam Cole, the champion. You have Roderick Strong, the North American champion. You have Finn Balor, who's the first Universal champion, who's now in NXT. Velveteen Dream, who I think is going to be a huge star. And Matt Riddle, rounding out that top five. Matt Riddle is someone who has shown a lot of potential to maybe be a breakout star, but not might not be there yet. So if I was going to rate the top of the cards, I'd probably go with SmackDown first, AEW second, Raw third, and NXT fourth. Although you can make an argument Raw might be second, AEW's third, but I think it's hard to beat the top two of Jericho and Cody. I would put Jericho and Cody above Seth Rollins and AJ Styles, but Drew, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens, I think, edge out Moxley, Omega, and Pac right now, unless you're counting the X factor of Omega. But overall, I think the top of the card on AEW is stronger. And of course, fourth is NXT, but that might not last much longer because these guys have huge breakout potential. Adam Cole, even though I think he's a bit undersized, huge breakout potential. Velveteen Dream, Matt Riddle, big guys, a lot of charisma, a lot of upside. So that's my ratings for the top of the roster. But if you're going to include the rest of the roster, it changes a little bit because some are deeper than others, right? In Raw, you've got Ricochet, Bobby Lashley, Aleister Black, Samoa Joe, and Rey Mysterio. For SmackDown, you have Shinsuke, Daniel Bryan, The Miz, King Corbin, and Elias. And for AEW, you've got The Hangman, Adam Page, you've got MJF, you've got Darby Allin, you've got Shawn Spears, Sammy Guevara. And for NXT, you've got Johnny Gargano, you've got Ciampa, you've got Keith Lee, you've got Walter, you've got Donovan Dijakovic, Leo Rush, Kushida. When you look at the rosters as a whole, that's where Raw looks stronger than AEW. So I would still put SmackDown 1, Raw 2, and looking at the whole men's roster, right now I'd put AEW at number 3 and NXT at number 4. A year from now, I think Raw is going to be decimated. I think they're going to trade their big guys over to SmackDown. I would bet the house that SmackDown a year from now will have the strongest roster, AEW second, and I'm talking overall men's, and maybe even NXT third and Raw fourth. That's my call. That's my assessment. And it is purely done subjectively, biasedly, completely unscientifically. And it's coming to you just like all of our shows come to you every single day here on Total Engagement. Guys, do me a favor. Download the shows on all your devices. We keep the show short so you can just keep them on there, listen to all of them in a row, tell all your friends, and go over to iTunes. Do it right now. We've got 390, 380 reviews. I want to get up to 500 reviews, and we're going to have short shows a couple more days this week and a big show this week. But you know, whatever we do, we're going to do it every day because it's Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon.